This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Arctura. A Child's Garden of Verses by Robert Louis Stevenson. Section 2. The Child Alone. The Unseen Playmate. When children are playing alone on the green, in comes the playmate that never was seen. When children are happy and lonely and good, the friend of the children comes out of the wood. Nobody heard him and nobody saw. His is a picture you never could draw. But he's sure to be present, abroad or at home, when children are happy and playing alone. He lies in the laurels, he runs on the grass, he sings when you tinkle the musical glass. When near you are happy and cannot tell why, the friend of the children is sure to be by. He loves to be little, he hates to be big. 'Tis he that inhabits the caves that you dig. 'Tis he when you play with your soldiers of tin, that sides with a Frenchman and never can win. 'Tis he when at night you go off to your bed, but you go to sleep and not trouble your head. For wherever they're lying in cupboard or shelf, 'tis he will take care of your playthings himself. My ship and I. Oh, it's I that am the captain of a tidy little ship, of a ship that goes a-sailing on the pond. And my ship, it keeps a-turning all around and all about. But when I'm a little older, I shall find the secret out, how to send my vessel sailing on beyond. For I mean to grow as little as the dolly at the helm, and the dolly I intend to come alive. And with him beside to help me, it's a-sailing I shall go, to sailing on the water when the jolly breezes blow, and the vessel goes a diddy-diddy dive. Oh, it's then you'll see me sailing through the rushes and the reeds, and you'll hear the water singing at the prow. For beside the dolly sailor, I'm to voyage and explore, to land upon the island where no dolly was before, and to fire the penny cannon in the bow. My kingdom. Down by a shining water well, I found a very little dell, no higher than my head. The heather and the gorse about, in summer bloom were coming out, some yellow and some red. I called the little pool a sea, the little hills were big to me, for I am very small. I made a boat, I made a town, I searched the caverns up and down, and named them one and all. And all about was mine, I said, the little sparrows overhead, the little minnows too. This was the world, and I was king. For me the bees came by to sing, for me the swallows flew. I played there were no deeper seas, nor any wider plains than these, nor other kings than me. At last I heard my mother call, out from the house at evenfall, to call me home to tea. And I must rise and leave my dell, and leave my dimpled water well, and leave my heather blooms. Alas, and as my home I neared, how very big my nurse appeared, how great and cool the room. Picture books in winter. Summer fading, winter comes, frosty mornings, tingling thumbs, window robins, winter rooks, and the picture story books. Water now is turned to stone, nurse and I can walk upon. Still we find the flowing brooks in the picture story books. All the pretty things put by wait upon the children's eye, sheep and shepherds, trees and crooks in the picture story books. We may see how all things are, seas and cities, near and far, and the flying fairies' looks in the picture story books. How am I to sing your praise, happy chimney corner days, sitting safe in nursery nooks, reading picture story books? My treasures, these nuts that I keep in the back of the nest, where all my tin soldiers are lying at rest, were gathered in autumn by Nursie and me in a wood with a well by the side of the sea. This whistle we made, and how clearly it sounds, by the side of a field at the end of the grounds, of a branch of a plane with a knife of my own. It was Nursie who made it, and Nursie alone. The stone with the white and the yellow and gray, we discovered I cannot tell how far away, and I carried it back although weary and cold, for the father denies it, I'm sure it is gold. But of all my treasures, the last is the king, for there's very few children possess such a thing. And that is a chisel, both handle and blade, which a man who is really a carpenter made. Blocksity, what are you able to build with your blocks? Castles and palaces, temples and docks. Rain may keep raining and others go roam, but I can be happy in building at home. Let the sofa be mountains, the carpet be sea. There I'll establish a city for me, a kirk and a mill and a palace beside, and a harbor as well where my vessels may ride. Great is the palace with pillar and wall, a sort of a tower on the top of it all, and steps coming down in an orderly way to where my toy vessels lie safe in the bay. This one is sailing and that one is moored. Hark to the song of the sailors aboard, and see on the steps of my palace the king coming and going with presents and things. Now I have done with it, down let it go. All in a moment the town is laid low, block upon block lying scattered and free. What is there left of my town by the sea? Yet as I saw it, I see it again, the kirk and the palace, the ships and the men. And as long as I live and where I may be, always remember my town by the sea. The Land of Storybooks. At evening, when the lamp is lit, around the fire my parents sit. They sit at home and talk and sing, and do not play at anything. Now with my little gun I crawl, all in the dark along the wall, and follow round the forest track, away behind the sofa back. There in the night where none can spy, all in my hunter's camp I lie, and play at books that I have read, till it is time to go to bed. These are the hills, these are the woods, these are my starry solitudes, and there the river by whose brink the roaring lions come to drink. I see the others far away, as if in firelit camp they lay, and I, like to an Indian scout, around their party prowled about. So when my nurse comes in for me, home I return across the sea, and go to bed with backward looks, at my dear land of storybooks.
Armies in the fire. The lamps now glitter down the street. Faintly sound the falling feet, and the blue even slowly falls about the garden trees and walls. Now in the falling of the gloom, the red fire paints the empty room, and warmly on the roof it looks, and flickers on the back of books. Armies march by tower and spire, of cities blazing in the fire, till as I gaze with staring eyes, the armies fade, the luster dies. Then once again the glow returns, again the phantom city burns, and down the red-hot valley, lo, the phantom armies marching go. Blinking embers, tell me true, where are those armies marching to? And what the burning city is that crumbles in your furnaces. The little land, when at home alone I sit, and am very tired of it, I have just to shut my eyes, to go sailing through the skies, to go sailing far away, to the pleasant land of play, to the fairy land of far, where the little people are, where the clover tops are trees, and the rain pools are the seas, and the leaves, like little ships, sail about on tiny trips, and above the daisy trees, through the grasses, high o'erhead the bumblebee hums and passes. In that forest to and fro, I can wander, I can go, see the spider and the fly, and the ants go marching by, carrying parcels with their feet down the green and grassy street. I can in the sorrel sit where the ladybird alit. I can climb the jointed grass, and on high see the greater swallows pass in the sky, and the red sun rolling by, heeding no such things as I. Through that forest I can pass, till as in a looking-glass, humming fly and daisy tree, and my tiny self I see, painted very clear and neat, on the rain-pool at my feet. Should a leaflet come to land, drifting near to where I stand, straight I'll board that tiny boat, round the rain-pool sea to float. Little thoughtful creatures sit on the grassy coasts of it. Little things with lovely eyes see me sailing with surprise. Some are clad in armor green, these have sure to battle been. Some are pied with every hue, black and crimson, gold and blue. Some have wings and swift are gone, but they all look kindly on. When my eyes I once again open and see all things plain, high bare walls, great bare floor, great big knobs on drawer and door, great big people perched on chairs, stitching tucks and mending tears, each a hill that I could climb, and talking nonsense all the time. Oh, dear me, that I could be a sailor on the rain-pool sea, a climber in the clover tree, and just come back a sleepy head, late at night to go to bed.
End of section 2.